Our New Testament reading for today is from 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 17. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people. For among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins, and led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also opposed the truth, men corrupted in mind and disqualified regarding the faith. But they will not get very far, for their folly will be plain to all, as was that of those two men. You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, and my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured. Yet from them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and impostors will go on from bad to worst, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is breathed out by God, and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor James Yonkers from First Lutheran Church, Florala, Alabama.
Well, dear friends in Christ, you know, Paul lists a lot of sins here in this litany, doesn't he? He lists many big ones, many ones that we can see as obvious, that we can point to and say, yes, that is a terrible sin. And he also lists many simple ones, ones that seem so small, sins that we all commit or do on a daily basis. And then he gives us the basis for calling each of them a sin, Scripture. And you know, it really is that simple. If you want to know if something is good, if you want to know if something is right, then look and see what Scripture has to say about it, and then go and form your opinion based on the Word of God and what it says. And why look to Scripture? We look to Scripture because Scripture is the very Word of God. Scripture, the Bible, is one of the places that God has promised always to be. Christ has told us that He is always there in the Word and in the sacraments. The waters of baptism and the bread and wine, His body and blood of His supper, communion. It is very tempting to go to other places, places where we feel closer to God. We hear it all the time, how someone says, God spoke to me through music, or how God was in the wind, or through some dramatic event in one's life. Now, I'm not about to say that God didn't work through these events. I have a few events of my own, but they are not where God has promised to be. And to look outside of God's promises is folly. Likewise, it is very tempting to have a favorite place to go and to pray, a place where we feel closer to God. And again, this can be fine. My summers in college were spent on Lake Erie at Camp Pioneer. And I understand the feelings that can come about in those special places. But God is present where He has promised to be. And here today in 2 Timothy, we are reminded that God has promised to be with us in His Word, and that He is there for the reproving of our faith. The Word of God is a tool given by our Heavenly Father to daily drown the old Adam, to check and to curb our sinful nature, to teach us what is right in the sight of God, and to find forgiveness. Forgiveness when we inevitably fall short and forget what that very word teaches us. That we are, through our baptism, children of God, right and holy in His sight, not on account of our keeping the law, but by virtue of our participation in His death on Calvary and His resurrection from the grave on that first Easter morn. And the litany of sin presented to us in Paul's letter to Timothy. Timothy, that young student of the Word, that litany is a reminder that he, like Paul himself, was a sinner. A reminder that we are sinners in need of the forgiveness won for us by our Lord and Savior. A reminder of the great mercy of God that is ours, and a calling to repentance as we are then forgiven. Forgiven by Christ and encouraged in our daily walk to live a chaste and decent life in what we say and do, so that the light of Christ may be reflected in our lives and people come to know Christ Jesus through it. This is the message to Timothy as he is reminded of his sin and taught to look to Scripture to find the true Word of God. Apart from our failing human emotions and our old human imagination. For this we say thanks be to God. Amen.
We thank Pastor James Yonkers from First Lutheran Church in Florala, Alabama, for today's meditation on God's Word.